Lady Love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
You say don't cry, but I can't deal with this. These tears won't dry. What's wrong with me? They run down my eyes. Yay. The hours go by, they say time will heal. And I ask why, I don't wanna let that be. So I sing my lullaby and keep you in my memory. I'm not ready for change. No, I'm not ready for change. Real, and I won't fight these mixed emotions. No, nearly putting out my fire. No more warmth inside. Nothing could have prepared me for this paralyzing loss. Can't get used to you not being around. Keep you in my memory. I'm not ready, ready for change. No, I'm not ready for change. If it means say goodbye to you. Said I'm not ready.
Change is constant, but I stop time, even rewind the moments. No less, I fight with no rest. 4 years deep, we can measure the progress. I ain't never promised no stress, but a new dawn has arrived, baby, say yes. I know I deal in words, promise the world this, that, and the third. I let my actions speak now, you hung up first, so I pressed the redial. Hello, let's continue the convo, let our souls intertwine tight like a cornrow. Grow strong, I don't wanna move on for the rest of our lives to the day that you're gone. And if I leave earth first, I pray God's hands heal your heart when it hurts.
She kinda look like Beyonce. The way Oompa get like a damn baby girl, you the one. She asked me to buy her a drink, I just nodded and told her. I spending no money to you back then, I said you bone.
Anka Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka Jalaka, yo. Anka Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka Jalaka, yo. Anka Jalaka.
For the checks and what? Took it, but now my babies are riding past my block. Drop my game right. Can I get your math or not? Cause I could take you to the moon like an astronaut. And I know my way in town. And I know what's up, no make a slam. Show you a couple things. Yeah, go find it first time. I saw one when I saw one plata. Face like Beyonce, ass like Sarah Batman. By my size, where you gotta be? Got me making moves, I ain't talking choreography. You know me, smooth talker and the grandma ill. So I had her falling like she's standing on banana peels. Whoa.
Mujer notando, man, she kinda look like Beyonce. The way up, I get like a damn baby girl, you the one. She asked me to buy her a drink, I just nodded and told her. I spending no money to you, baby, that's what you want.
Anka, Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka, Jalaka, you. Anka, Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka, Jalaka, you. Anka, Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka, Jalaka, you. Anka, Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka, Jalaka, you.
Where am I? This room is clear to Basadi, but I man, baby, you the life of the party. Where am I? How you fit them jeans in your body? Damn, you gon' make a player until my hottie. Huh. I know you probably thinking out further, and I'm only saying that to get you my bunna. Well, that's kinda true. I just tell it how it is, I'm that kinda dude. Baby, I need you, but when you young thing, I'm more. You can look like another fine, I'm burning, I'm all. I mean, I can take you from Joseph to Singapore and give you whatever you like, I'm not getting a show.
Muslim, I'm gonna make, she kinda look like Beyonce. The way up, I get like a damn baby girl, you the one. She asked me to buy her a drink, I just nodded and told her. I spending no money to you, baby, that's what you want.
Anka, Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka, Jalaka, yo. Anka, Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka, Jalaka, yo. Anka, Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka, Jalaka, yo. Anka, Jalaka, Jalaka. Anka, Jalaka, yo.
It's a brand new one from El Tito. The song is called Lalakayona. We've actually had El Tito in the studio just a couple of weeks after he put out the single from his upcoming project. The opening song for today, a song called Transition by Songstress Samantha Mohwe, in the company of Zeus, a song called Transition. That was the opening song for today. I just want to take this opportunity to just quickly talk about the opening song feature. What we do is we open it up to all our listener. So all you have to do is ensure that you tag myself and my producer, and whichever song that gets the most votes obviously is the one that comes up tops. But sometimes it's difficult when we have to play a song or you request a song and it hasn't been submitted to us. So that makes it a little bit difficult for us to actually play a song that you suggest. So also, if you can, just be kind enough to just tag your favorite artist so that they can reach out to us and we'll have their song in place ahead of the opening song for every Friday. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's OOC. My name is O'Neill and I'm hanging out with Junior.
What's up? Shout out to the listeners.
How you doing today?
I'm good, man.
Okay, listen to him showing off. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, man, that's what Junior does. Now, in the studio, my first guest, his name is Ray Diz.
What up, sir?
I actually caught up with you on social media earlier on, the minute. I think it was an hour ago when you went on social media and there was just this buzz about you. I'm like, yeah I like your energy already.
Thank you, sir. Just trying to push.
So I hear you're from Zimbabwe.
From Zimbabwe, Harare.
Okay. Are you just here for the weekend? Are you based here or what's the story?
I'm here for the week. I came on Monday.
Okay.
Just trying to put in work, get the tracks out, get people to know what I do, what I'm about. So, yeah.
So what's your flavor? What is your flavor?
I'm a DJ. I'm a hip-hop head, but it's different when I put my tracks out. I put out commercial tracks.
So you're a DJ that raps as well?
That raps and produces, yeah.
Oh, you produce as well?
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been in the business for?
About like 10 years now.
10 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Started young.
And the albums you have?
I'm working on my first album. I've got mixtapes out.
Okay.
We're just pushing the new single, Party.
That's the single we're gonna play here today.
Yeah.
Are you featuring anyone on the song?
I did the track with Simba Tags.
Okay.
It was produced by a UK Zimbabwean producer that does stuff for Jesse J, Chipmunk, Kid Ink, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, we've got Ray Diz all the way from Zimbabwe here with us in the studio. We're gonna take a song from him called Party in just a minute. Don't move.
Hello, everyone. This is Tepola Sole. And you're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
O'Neill on Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
Like with a house exclusive.
Amazing.
Worldwide.
I want to know what you like. I want to know what you might do. Bad boy, psycho. All I know is I like you.
So what you say? I see that you're a different kind of naughty. You like the thrill. You like the party.
I got my glass. Keys. Car. Go. Don't care about what you feel, cause see right now we wanna party, party. Right now we wanna party, party.
And if you're feeling what I'm feeling, put your hands up.
Right now we wanna party, party. Right now we wanna party.
And if you're feeling what I'm feeling, lift your glass up.
Well, am I dancing too close? Well, I'm sorry, I'm just here to party. And baby, you know, I like the way you show me you're just getting started.
I said, young, fly, restless. Diamonds on the necklace. The way she looking at me, she's assuming she can get it. Yeah, well, what you know? Bad girl, overload, huh? I know you're hurting, y'all. Please don't take it personal.
So what you say? I see that you're a different kind of naughty. You like the thrill. You like the party.
I got my glass, keys, car, go. Don't care about what you feel, to see right now. Right now we wanna party. Right now we wanna party, party.
And if you're feeling what I'm feeling, put your hands up.
Right now we wanna party, party.
His name is Ray Diz. The song is called Party. We're just chatting off air right now, and I was asking him about the flavor in Zimbabwe. So, they're still predominantly a dancehall country, aren't they?
Very dancehall. Very dancehall, yeah.
So then how do you manage with this type of sound? This is your modern house.
I play dancehall and hip-hop.
Okay.
But then I was just trying to put out something that was fresh, something that was different. Just try and take a different avenue with the EDM sound.
How does it work with you as a club DJ and as an artist as well? When you get a gig, a typical gig for you, what does it look like?
A typical gig, I DJ every weekend, different venues all around Harare. It's Friday nights, we usually do dancehall.
Okay.
Saturdays, the more hip-hop and dancehall fused parties.
Okay. So you would be at a club DJing, and then you jump on the mic as well and start busting a freestyle?
Once or twice, but not all the time, yeah.
All right, so what do you think of the industry at the moment throughout the continent? Like, we're seeing a lot of collaborations between artists. There's just this new appreciation for regional content. What do you make of it?
I respect it. I think that's what's needed in Africa as a continent,
yeah,
for all artists to work together, join, unite forces, and just create good music, mm-hmm, basically.
What are the challenges for an artist in Zimbabwe at the moment?
The challenge is the industry. The talent is there, but there's no industry. There's
Explain.
No proper. There's no backing from corporates.
Okay.
The new radio stations are a big help, to push new artists, but most of it is social. So the challenge is your music, people don't take you seriously as a musician. Okay. Or an artist.
All right. So we're hanging out with Ray Dees. Find out who we're chilling with next.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
So the song is called Amagents. Her name is Sophia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Cool. I'm picking up traces of some old school stuff there.
Yes.
Is that a sample?
No, it's not a sample actually.
Okay.
It's just because it sounds familiar, because it's from the late Mabr.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
From
okay.
her Amagents. All right, the lyrics are a bit different, but you're picking up the traces from there, so that's why.
Nice. Well, welcome once again to the show. You want to just tell me about yourself, your background, and your relationship with music?
Okay. My background musically is I grew up singing in the church, served on the praise and worship team, so that's where I come from musically. I come from the East Rand, that's where I stay.
Yeah.
Grew up in the North. Yeah, musically I've been singing since forever. I always say that I've been singing since my mother's stomach, but that sounds a bit, yeah. But I've sang choral music. I've done, sure, from theatre, from acting. Yeah, up until I decided 3 years ago to start taking it seriously and actually go more
How did that transition happen for you? Was it your family members pushing you? How did it happen for you?
I think it was more of a... I was stuck in a corporate situation. I worked for Sasol, and I was tired of making money for somebody else. It's better when you're making a little bit less than you would make in a corporate, but you have control of how much you make.
I see.
Have control of it. And yeah, I just wanted to push the dream, I guess, you know. Music in South Africa is becoming very big. People are starting to pay attention. People are starting to like our originality.
Okay.
And I wanted to contribute to it.
Now, there's obviously, with that interest in music at the moment, there's obviously a lot of artists who are coming out every single day, who
yes.
are, including the ones that are struggling to go in.
Yes.
How are you planning to stand out? What is your edge?
Performance. I have a vision to, I think people want to be entertained. And thus far, as a person who was on the other side, not being an entertainer, there were things that I plan to do that I feel are missing, part of the entertainment.
Okay.
Music is not just about your voice and singing, whether you can rap, whether you can sing, but it's so much more. People want to be entertained, fire, lights, action. You know, people want to see, smell, feel
nice.
The music and not just listen to it. So, yeah.
Let's talk about your name, Sophia. Where does that come from?
I gave myself that name.
Okay.
But it does mean wisdom in Greek.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, Mitraid is. He's from Zimbabwe.
Nice.
By the time this show is over, you guys would have collaborated for a song here, live in the studio, alongside my boy Junior. Junior, you still good?
I'm still good.
Okay,
man.
Can we challenge them now?
Yeah, let's no problems. Let's go in.
So cool. So this is how it works. You have to pay attention to what Junior is doing. If you like it, you give him a thumbs up. If you don't like it, he can change it.
Right.
But just make sure you're comfortable with the tempo, all that stuff. And the floor is yours. You just freestyle. Just feel comfortable. We're just jamming.
Okay.
All right. Are we good?
We're good.
Are we ready? Okay. Stand by.
Are you ready for me?
Love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Gina is not ready. You're not feeling it?
Not feeling
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. Junior is gonna switch it up just now. And then you also let us know if you're feeling it. And then we'll just take it from there. Remember, in the studio, I'm hanging out with the lovely Sophia, also hanging out with Ray Diz, all the way from Zim. He's here visiting and he's open to push his music. We've got one more guest who will be joining us shortly. And remember, everything you hear here today will be available as a podcast at least 45 minutes after the show. That's on the other side of 3 p.m. Are we ready?
Let's go. Let's go again.
S-O-F-Y, so fire.
gotta take the batter. Miles, I'm gonna beat you at this, right?
These two sophisticated mind frame elevated, so young and innovative, like I was born to make it. Fake rappers implicated, trying to be complicated. I promise, mom, I'ma make it. I'ma take you out the hood. I'ma take you out for good. We don't keep it looking good, living in the hood, but we still surviving. No supplying, we just keep on trying. Keep on writing, and I'ma keep on writing. Till my soul flies through the beats and the bars. Pain in the scars. Word of the cards is the burning of your heart.
Do you see me coming, coming in the shadows? Do you see me coming behind you? I'm telling you, I'm here. Watch out, ow, 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 ow. Do you see me coming behind the shadows? Do you see me coming?
So let's talk about I can tell you're a soul person, you're a big fan of soul music.
Yes, I am.
Is there any particular artist that stands out for you from South Africa? Or Africa?
From South Africa and Africa, I'll talk many producers. Artist wise, it would definitely be the late Brenda Fassie, and the lady from Boom Shaka.
That's label.
Lebo Mathosa.
Okay.
Yeah. Late as well. Bob Hugh Masekela.
Okay.
And in terms of business, definitely the way she carries her business, it would be Lira, not necessarily musically. And in hip hop as well. I like what the hip hop cats are doing. I think they're really changing the game, challenging me as a female. But I'm coming. Producers Brian Soko.
Do you write your own stuff?
I co-write. Most of my music is written by my producer Tami Dineka.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually the brains behind my music, and then we collaborate with other producers.
All right.
So at the moment we're like working with Cypho, for instance, with the song that the first single was done by Utami Dineka and Cypho.
Nice one. We introduce our third guest.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real local central. Radio has never been this good. A real local central. WOC. A real local central.
Ladies love oatmeal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Doogie Howser, here I come.
Yes, yes, yo. Doogie Two Shoes and the crew.
Yes, it is. 2011. It's the remix. 2011.
I'm Tadda
Gaja.
I am a
hustler. You are the customer.
Customer.
I'm a businessman with clientele that likes it when I drop a sick jam.
I am a hustler.
Come on.
You are the customer.
Cause I do whatever I can to switch it up. And now we got another one for the fans.
We need to see the pen to the summer car food. I'm a tushy, I'm a chana, I'm a car food. I'm one of my line, that's never good, I'm a brand soul. Best of a fair, I'm a soup, I'm a simba hair food. I'm a new vibe, I'm a new vibe.
Sondela, yeah. Oh, si sembere, we, oh, ketama gang, es pandida.
This one's for the hustlers. Utugi House a lot. Out 2011. Utugi House, here I come. Kio, Sambiba.
Pro, Namachimbos. Escalin.
Yes, the boy, no faith, but you know my name. It's never been the same since the 50 game. Azam, la la la. I got a house full of snakes and my house alive. Let's toast to our trials and our tribulations. Fill the bigger paychecks from the record labels. And when it's all said and done, open with the eyes of the season that will buy.
Tattoo scouter, Utu browser, and you're going to get a little house. Put on my booga two shoes, see by outlaw, see by outman's tiny, you go scouter, but in the shuttle and a web, so but Tandik Naga, Mumak shuttle with, but in Hampin Yanga, Beb, tell us my balis is Berlin, look out of Kafula, Puma Mata Fresh, just Kalin. Sure, it's hip hop for life, you know. Marasesi Busela, go quite on, sure. Hauser. Remix, Escalade, Rias, Wozana, Havana, Woz, Hustlers Dreamer, Vasil, let's go.
Hey, Nyohlala, Nkhubela, Pesbana, Makadara, cause it's my bread and butter. Kuruma na mbazo panjala, mzala, semkulile ngindala. Makala jalo makala, you want a big name, you gotta pay for the brother. Hey, epagi mali zonala, wala nge style, sama hala.
I suppose he needs no introduction. It's a song everybody's familiar with. Hauser is in the studio with us right now.
Yeah, man.
Now,
yeah,
why
man.
Are you looking like an accountant? You walk in here, he's even got coffee in his hand. Like, what's this new swag, dude?
It's not even swag, man. It's just hustling, man. You know, I had a big meeting before this, so okay. Obviously I had to dress the part for it.
Okay. Well, welcome to the studio, my brother.
Thank you. It's so great to be here, man.
It's good seeing you. I know. Oh, is this your first time at Cliff
first
Central?
Time, yeah.
Well, welcome.
I'm breaking my virginity today.
Listen, speaking of virginity,
yeah.
This is the right place to bring such things. Okay, I'll tell you what. We had to play you something that you're familiar with, but here's something brand new from him.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hustlers proudly presents the making of a great record. Another one bites the dust. Let's give it a pesco chorus.
Rija, Joe. Rija, Joe.
Sit your bush a bit too.
Rija, Joe.
Joe.
Rija, Joe.
Sit your bush a bit too.
I'm all gonna loom with a sample boom vanilla. I'm gonna mind you up.
Sit your bush a bit too.
If I'm a question, I'm because if I'm a better about to let you talk.
Sit your bush a bit too.
Your entertainment is my trade, call me Young Blackjack. Smash you in the face if you call this a comeback. Still on track to kinda act where they gon' lack. The game sounds whack, I'm here to save your CD rack. La mani by yag, if they still trying to bite my sweat. Don't even bother reading the manual, I'm too high tech. Pushing on balloon, some plug, I'm missing quite your flag. Back with Universal Music on a new contract. Omega nani, kombi sila bashan. Sing on my tail, I go for dinner, off ganjan. We
number one,
son of a gun. Okoga samba just in case I gotta run. Now every day we hustling forever counting stacks. Future's way too bright from my Ray-Ban specs. Face the facts, but I do love a swab of balloon. The sunny boy flying high like balloon.
Rija, Jo. Rija, Jo.
You push a bit too.
Rija, Jo.
Rija, Jo.
You push a bit too.
I'm gonna get balloon.
Fatina of Ganjan, but you never fell about Jinuku's party so going on. Namana by Yaga Sega figure to general. No money, Kalaga chance, not Dali Dalawa. Still one of a kind, that's one of a fun. Bumbies in Jagasa Tan, cause I still got the heat of the sun. Dalabasam, spoiling my fun, but they never get none. Sigan a chance, one of my slang, Labas and Zabangan. And then I'm a son, Jelimu Flan, still trying to push me off the ledge like Humpty Dumpty, bet to be living like Humpty Gumpty. Ashbazo, Yanabatu, good telling Rogum Balamaran, this can't shine, it's a house.
Well, to be the bachi, Kupu Brown Desha, Tigimi Hazi, Sona Leskachi, gotta take the records back to Gassi. Kanabangazi, Breeling Gwazi City, Jealous More, Nafatio, Sunny Boy, flying high like Banoi, Reject Joe. Reject Joe. Bush of it, Reject Joe.
Okay, a moment of silence for that last verse. Did you hear that switch up? Oh my word. So I can see what's happening here. Ew. You've been paying attention, okay? You've been sitting at home paying attention, watching the boys play. Yeah. And you're like, you know what? I'm gonna switch it up a bit.
Yeah, you know, for me, it was more like the reason I'm even working on a Kwaito album.
Yeah,
it's just for the sake of preserving that culture, because a lot of people get it twisted, thinking Kwaito is a genre. It's a music genre. It's okay. More than that. It's a culture. You know, we grew up on that culture. Coming from the hood. It's only our responsibility as, you know, musicians to convey that message and carry on tradition, in other words.
Okay, so you would see yourself as somebody who does Kwaito in its purest form, like it's nothing else for you but Kwaito.
I'll tell you what, I'm a musician, but I don't only conform to Kwaito music.
Okay.
I'm very flexible. However, I do stand for Kwaito because, you know, it's a culture, like I
it's,
have
it's
said.
The foundation, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's the basis, yeah. For the culture. It's culture, as you put it.
Absolutely. It's a platform for young kids in the hood to express themselves however they want to.
Okay. Now, where have you been, sir, in terms of music? I know you still do acting.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a bit later, but where have you been music-wise?
You know, I just felt the need to take a break. You know, as a musician, as a songwriter, producer, you kind of want to take the back seat at times, you know what I mean? Because the whole idea of releasing an album every year, you burn out after a while, you know what I mean? So, you know, I wanted to take my time and observe the industry, you know, see where it's going, and also give a lot of other young people, young up-and-coming musicians, a chance to do their thing. And so, like I said, coming back, you know, to drop an album is just, you know, it's just to preserve the culture more than anything. And I'm very excited about this album, which is coming out at the end of the year. You know, I mean, we're talking about some of the best, you know, musicians, some of the best Kwaito musicians are on board, you know, to kind of share, you know, their interpretation.
You have to give us some names. You have to give us some names. You have to share some names. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are hungry for Kwaito, and I'm sure there's a big market out there that really yearns for it. I mean, as a club DJ myself, I've seen in clubs whenever there's an opportunity to start throwing down some Kwaito, people just lose it.
Absolutely.
So that tells you there's demand.
Absolutely.
Why not supply the demand? Then.
Absolutely.
So, some of the names that you may have on the album?
Look, we're talking about the likes of Mandla Spikir.
Nice.
We're talking about DJ Cleo, you know, the list is endless. You know, some of the people are, you know, it's not set in stone yet,
yeah.
But it's something that we're going to put together, you know, and trust me, you want to get this album, because it might even just be my last album.
Okay. Now, in terms of what the business is the music business looks like at the moment, and you coming with a new album, are you saying to us that, I mean, you just mentioned now that it might be your final album, are you not looking to pursue the business behind the music, or for you is just to preserve the culture, and you're not necessarily looking for the business aspect of it?
Look, there's many things that I've ventured into from a business perspective, you know. Music, you know, for me, it was more about being an artist. You know, I'm not one of those people that wants to take other people's careers and put them in my hands, because, you know, there are people for that,
yeah,
service, you know what I mean? I'm a musician,
yeah,
and, you know, I just wanted to focus on that more so this year, you know what I mean? And I want to make sure that when this album is out, people understand what Kwaito music is. You know what I mean? Because we all have our own perception of what it is. But, you know, it would be nice for people to understand what my interpretation, having been in the game for about over 10 years now, you know, which is why, like, I have to hit a home run here.
Yeah, no, you need to bring it. To bring it. Speaking of which, I've got three, in fact, four absolutely creative individuals in the studio with me. And what we're going to do is, in fact, Junior is going to play something, and you guys are just going to jam. I'm just here as an observer. You guys are the creatives. You're the artists.
Oh, no.
So you decide what direction the song takes that is going to be created here today. Are you good with that, Hauser?
Yeah.
All right. So, Safiya, you good?
I'm good.
My brother, are you good? Time to represent Zim, boss.
I'm a DJ.
No excuses.
All right, Gina, are you good?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We're coming back.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Neil Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
So you tell him if you like it. If you don't like it, he can switch it up. But yeah, just have fun with it.
Check it out. Okay. Welcome to my world premiere. First draft drums to kickstart the year. About music and how it makes me live. From glitz and glamour to blood, sweat and tears. It's not a charity club we run here. Cheapskates just so that we all clear. It's not a hobby cause it's my career. I'm not trying to make a quick buck and disappear. Kijabo roto badika dare. Dodgy promoters kupalim patale. I'm on the grind and I'm hustling. Yatengi sanjengo chwala base stok fele. I speak my mind with paper and pen. Nkonza ka slum where it all began. Idlale radio hit the top 10. Besing hapang kwala nga bumase. What you say, girl? Yeah.
I'm on the grind.
Ha. Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the grind. Hustling. I'm on the grind.
That's right.
Ha. I'm on the grind. Hustling.
Here's a possible collab. Yeah.
It's not a game.
Yeah.
It's not a game.
Yeah.
This is my life.
Oh.
It's not a game. It's not a game. This is my life. Ooh. I'm on the grind, baby. I'm on the grind, hustling.
All the hustlers came
I'm
out to play.
Chip. Hustling.
Oh.
You can take it again.
I said it, I'm just an observer.
Baby. In studio with home so fire with.
Okay, check it out. Engamshoni pull up with a sitamate kune. Yakhereza no manga yang eskulwe. Small changes, all is cash in it. Maruksala, you know, you can't have my shilling. Sepana no banaming sem shove. Ipiesa heti no pet descale. Utoli si diling a kedulwe. Gwamere nyo tingi si stok e kare. And even though we all fight for one thing, we can't wear the same gloves in one ring. Doctors, lawyers wanna sing, but they all pack patients like practicing. Hey! I kind of lost my groove.
He's on the grind. That's a nice groove.
Oh, man, in the studio, hanging out with the Hausa, hanging out with Sophia and Mr. Ray Diz all the way from Zimbabwe. He says he's a DJ. Listen, when he came in here, he was an artist. You changed, man.
I won't be like you.
Okay, so listen, any gigs for you this weekend? What's happening?
I'm just around checking out the scene, checking out what's going on.
Okay.
So just to get a feel of everything and how it works.
And when are you going back to Zim?
Should be tomorrow.
Okay.
So tonight I'll be out checking out everything.
Yeah, go out there, man. Any clubs you want to hit tonight?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You advise me. I
know a couple of strip clubs. And I have to send some numbers.
You may don't advise them, man.
They owe me favors.
Don't do it.
Now, in terms of the new single, Reja Joy, video-wise, what's happening with that?
Oh, yeah, man. You need to see this video.
Okay.
We're currently at edit at the moment. I think by next week the video will be ready, so look out for that. It will be on all the South African platforms where music videos are played. You know, I'm very excited. I mean, this song for me, you know, Reja Joy, that's... You know, it just describes my current state of mind. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm in a good space right now.
Yeah.
You know, just not even just as a musician, just as a person. You know,
which is important.
There's a lot, you know, to be grateful for, and I was just giving that message out through that song, Reja Joy.
All right, Sophia, what's happening with your video?
I'm shooting was in 2 weeks, actually.
Okay.
I'm shooting the video to Ama Gent. It's going to be fire.
Do you want to share the concept with us? Share the concept.
I don't want to give it away.
Nah,
I don't
want to
give it away.
Come on.
Something new face, you're going to be blown away.
Okay.
I think I set very high expectations for myself. My label has set very high. Well, I've set high expectations for them as well. You know, what I'm expecting. So I'm definitely going for an award-winning video.
Nice.
Because I don't do anything without wanting to, get the crown.
Now, collaborations, are we going to be seeing any of that in your next project?
Yes, my next single, actually. I'm busy working with, I'm not sure if it's going to be the next one or the third one, but I'm busy working with Questa in the studio. Great guy. So it's coming together nicely.
I mean, Hausa just dropped a hint here.
Just
point,
dropped one
like,
right now.
you know.
Yeah.
So, but would you guys be open to that? To collab?
Absolutely. Look, I'm a big fan already of your vocals, man.
Oh,
you know, you're crazy on the vocals.
Thank you.
And I'm one of those people that just want to work with people who are extremely talented,
you know,
who don't compromise, who are not apologetic about their talent.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, you know, a lot of people think when they look at me, they think, Hausa's one of those people that just want to work, that just wants to work with experienced and, you know, famous people already.
No,
and this album, actually, you know, I'm going to be collaborating with young up-and-coming talent because we all have a responsibility. You know, once you reach a certain level, you know, it's up to us to bring up young up-and-coming talent.
Yeah.
You know, to preserve that culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're certainly. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. Guys, we've got about 10 more minutes. In fact, it's less than 10. It's about 7 minutes. But between now and then, we have to make music. That's what we do here. So Gina has to come up with something else. And once again, you have to dig deep. Well, hopefully you don't have to dig that deep to find it in you. And then we're going to jam some more. Are we good?
We're good.
Okay, fine. I'll keep you out of it. I'll keep you out of it. The way he looks at me like, dude, why? Okay, we're coming back.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On 1, 2. Three, let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Central. Radio has never been this good. A Pillow Central. WOC. A Pillow Central. Radio has never been this good. A Pillow Central. WOC.
This is Tepo Lesole. You're listening to Neil on Cliff Central.
Okay, shout out to my boy Tepo Lesole for hooking your brother up. Okay, so we're going into yet another freestyle session. Sophia is here and Hauser is here. Radius has to be excused out of this one. But look, chicken. Just a bit of chanting every now and then will be nice. Just throw in some chants in there.
Right.
All right, cool. So, are we good? So, you decide if you like it.
How naslik and so so, Ramachiscope Tamati so so. Stand fast, Jelem would still play fun to be house as opti so so. Feresek Nugama Bobo, Chachina Morao like to Bobo. Sokshaya Dizzy Kandala Kolibe open up so say yo yo. Some of them are really feeling me, but someone again rid of me. Exuk no nonsense, lost me 8 van tickets, made the LLA. Makaku Arabang Pegile, in a style of Sammy Baskalile. But we're killing your rat, the Tanamako Mishing in Tenele. Chessa.
Okay. Did he catch you by surprise?
Completely.
Okay. Okay, maybe Junior. I think I've noticed since Hauser came in here, you just switched it up to Guaito.
Yeah.
You would have just told us,
he's got that vibe.
Junior's just,
I don't know.
Let's just tone it down for the lady. Can we just experience Sophia?
Absolutely.
Just play some soothing sounds and let her just lose herself in the music. Okay.
Are you sure you want to lose me in the music?
Yeah, please. Well, you can do other things, but that's. That's not amazing. Like, yo,
damn it.
Why don't we cut that? We can literally chop that up and that's a song.
Yeah.
That's an entire song.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. So there you have it, man. And shout out to Junior. Come on, guys.
Yeah, thanks, man. Shout out to Junior. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
The skill this boy possesses, man. Guys, thank you very much for stopping by. My brother.
You.
Good luck with everything you're doing here.
Thank you so much.
I hope to catch you on the decks at some point.
Yeah.
Do you have your mixes anywhere?
You can check raydiz.com.
Okay.
You can check out the video as well at raydiz.com.
Okay, cool stuff.
Yeah.
I'll check that out as soon as I leave this place. I'm quite sure I won't find any freestyles from you there.
Nah.
Okay, cool. All right, Sophia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cool.
Oh, and
cool.
You guys can catch me on my social media. All of my pages are at I am Sophia. S-O-F-A-Y-A.
Okay, you're very talented, and please promise us that you'll come back here with another single.
Please promise me that you're going to invite me again, O'Neal.
I will
and
invite
I will be
you.
Here.
Yeah. Cool, cool. Hauser,
my
brother, it's such an honor to have you here in the studio. We're looking forward to this album that you've been talking about.
Actually, if you're out in Pretoria tonight, catch me at Sunnyside Mall. I'll be performing with the live band, and I'll be performing some of my new material. So which
nice,
is gonna be great.
That's amazing.
And as far as social media is concerned, Hausa_SA. Finish and clap.
I did promise the listener that I will talk a bit about your acting.
Yeah, man.
Any new projects that you want to share with us?
For now, you know, I'm still on Scandal.
Yeah.
I had taken a break from acting for a bit, you know, so when I got back to it and joined Scandal, you know, the storylines that were, you know, put in place, you know, I couldn't take another project.
Okay.
I had to solely focus on that, and, you know, it's going well, and you'll still see me on screen for a good couple of years.
So they're not going to kill off your character or anything like that?
Nah, son.
I hear that's every actor's worst nightmare, like, to die in a movie.
When they're tired of you.
Yeah, but hey, that's the thing with soapies, you know, like after a while, you know, it takes its toll.
No, but with soapies, isn't it easier because they can always bring you back? They can claim somebody was dreaming, right?
Well, I suppose. But being human, you can't do the same thing for years and years and years.
Like, yeah.
After a while, you have to move on and venture into other things. So,
let me ask you a dumb question. I'm no actor.
Yeah.
When you have a character that goes into a relationship with some other woman, and your character, say, runs for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Please tell me. Honestly, isn't that a relationship?
Good question.
It is. It's a professional relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing, you know, the longer you spend time with your co-actors, you know, the chemistry gets even better. So it serves that purpose for me, you know, the longer the better, and you know, it is a relationship at the end of the day.
So I'm justified in worrying if my woman plays a character that's in an intimate liaison with you for 10 years running.
Yeah.
5 years into it, I should be worried now. Like, no. I mean, dude, imagine if you have to kiss her every week. Seriously, let's be honest. You are in a relationship with her.
But you know what the thing is, though? You know, and I'm putting my head on the block by saying this.
Please do.
South African script writers, you know what I mean, have a responsibility to not dwell too much on kissing scenes for the sake of having a romantic scene. There's many ways, there's many more intelligent ways of conveying a love story without necessarily always have to kiss somebody and whatever. So as long as we have writers who will challenge themselves and challenge the actors to
express themselves
exactly
differently,
and portray the storyline accordingly, you know, without having to do unnecessary add these extra things unnecessarily, then we've got a good thing going as an industry, as a South African acting industry.
Guys, thank you very much once again. In no small measures, Junior, shout out to you.
Shout
always.
Out to you, man,
and to my
You're
listeners. Thank you very much. I'm going
to
catch you on social media. Cool stuff. We're out of here.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
You listen to a real local Central. Radio has never been this good. A real local Central. WOC. A real local Central. Radio has never been this good. A real local Central. See ya.